You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Far away in San Domingo, lived a gal they called by Jingle. Yada, da 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 ba ba ba. Far away from the lakes and the marshes, came the little and the big, by goshes. Yada, da 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 ba 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 ba. They spoke with a different lingo, but they loved that gal by Jingle. And every night, they sang in the pale moonlight. Oh, by gosh, by gum, by Joe, by G. Big Gory, why don't you marry me? Now I will build for you a hut,
and I will be the favorite.
Oh, by gosh, by gum, by Joe, by G. Big Gory, why don't you marry me? So they all went away singing, oh, by gosh, by gum, by G, by Joe, by G. You are the only girl for me. Boom a lacka chicka lacka five galoot chop a dungeon eat the yayo. Now I will build for you a hut, and I will make you my favorite nut. And we'll raise some little old by gollies, and we'll put them in the follies. Boom a lacka chicka lacka five galoot chop a dungeon eat the yayo. Rick a chicka lacka five galoot chop a dungeon. So they all went away singing, oh, by gosh, by gum, by G, by Joe, by G-mini. You are the only girl for me. By Joe, by G. Big Gory, why don't you marry me? Now I will build for you a hut, and I will make you my favorite son. And we'll raise some little, oh, by golly, and we'll put them in the follies. Oh, by gosh, by gum, by Joe, by G. Big Gory, why don't you marry me? So they all went away singing, oh, by gosh, by gum, by G, by Joe, by G. Minnie, you are the only girl for me.
She makes me feel the way I do each time I look into her two blue eyes. It seems that I'm in paradise. I keep on smiling because she makes me sing the blues away. Smiling because she came into my heart to stay. I can't help raving about her charms. I want to linger right in her arms. Smiling because I know that she is smiling too.
Thank you.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, oh yes, this is Radiola, all right. It doesn't. Nothing else sounds quite like this, although some may determine there's some similarities. But this is the only Radiola that I know of, and I'm Andy Senior perpetrating it on you. And yeah, you can tell by the tone of this show, it's gonna be a wild one. We began with Dan Hornsby's novelty quartet on Columbia, 1928, Oh By Jingo, and that is one of the wildest versions of that I have ever heard, and I like it. I do. Else I wouldn't have played it. Then Billy Hayes and his orchestra. Actually, Sam Lannon, but I believe Billy Hayes was one of the composers of I'm Always Smiling, and I'm currently smiling. Let me just say that whatever our theme may state, I'm having a good time right now. And that was Irving singing that in 1928 on an OK. And these are all off shellac this week. It's a all good haul of Western Electric recordings on Columbia and OK. Of course, there are a few acoustics and some of those true tones, which, again, that's like calling a record a perfect because it's far from a true tone or a perfect. But these are not true tones. They're semi-true tones. But we do what we can here. Yes, I'm always smiling. Well, I'm smiling at the moment, so I'm always smiling for the present. And yes, and our theme: wake up, chillin', wake up, and smell the chicken. This is, as I say, Radiola. We're going to continue now with Ted Lewis and his band, and a very popular song of 1925 and a great sounding recording, one of those nice early electrics on Columbia, a great surface on there, That Certain Party.
Calling you. You know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon.
There's Wayne King and his orchestra, not waltzing, but doing something else that you wouldn't quite expect Wayne King to do. And he, I was lucky enough to find that. That's sort of an odd one because that's a Victor. And there's a couple of Victors in this show, but you have to have a little something else. So Victor, and that was from 1930. That was Goofus, and rather nice recording that. Before that, Guy Lombardo, also kind of going against type, although he hadn't established a type by 1927, Under the Moon. Nice hot dance number with the trio. I'm sure Carmen and one of the other brothers was in there singing. But Guy Lombardo and his Loyal Canadians on a Columbia, yes, off the shellac. Beginning with Ted Lewis and his band, That Certain Party, 1925. On Columbia. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this is my certain party, and I'm not going to cry because I don't want to. I'm feeling pretty good, so I hope we're going to continue in that mood. Not exactly manic, but maybe three notches shy of it. And we'll tone it down a bit in a minute. By the way, if you want to get access to this or any other playlist, Radiola Blog works great. Just type in Radiola into your Google browser or whatever you use at the moment, and Radiola will appear as if by magic, and I, for one, am still fascinated that occurs. Radiola and also the Live 365 station, if you want to listen to it continuously and not have to keep adjusting things, so just let it play and enjoy it. But I'm enjoying it, and that's a start, isn't it? We're going to continue now. Somebody that I guess was in vaudeville, because that's all I was able to find out about Lillian Morton. Of course, I didn't do a lot of exploration, but eBay says that she was on some at the Palace in some city, not New York, but she was popular. Lillian Morton, and this song has been done by a few different people. In fact, I also have it by Paul Whiteman in a subsequent program. But here she is, lovely tune, although I don't know about a baby crying, because I just got some information that it isn't like a melody out of the sky. It's more to like, and if you're on an airplane, it's even worse. But this is not, it was probably just as well I didn't have kids. Just like a melody out of the sky.
I feel in my glory when evening appears, but it's just the same old story that's been going on for years. When night is falling and love is calling, the evening breezes sigh, just like a melody from out of a sky. My little love nest is just a dream nest, a blandened brook rolls by, just like a melody from out of a sky. It's just like paradise to somebody and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be. It's just like heaven, it sounds like heaven, to hear a baby cry, just like a melody from out of the sky. It's heaven, just heaven.
First I laugh, and then I start to bawl, and how I cry, and I'm not crazy. I'm in love, that's all. Does she love me? Positively. Do I love her? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how? And is she nifty? Positively. Under 50? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, a wow. And was she hard to get? You didn't hear me say no. And does she love to pet? I'll say she does. Does she love me? Positively. Do I love her? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how? They say that there isn't anyone who's sure of anything beneath the sun. But one thing I'm positive about, folks, you'll understand me when I shout. Now does she Charleston? Positively. And Black Bottom? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how? And has she got a classy figure? Absolutely. Full of vigor? Positively. Absolutely, positively, and well. And does she know how to neck? Did I say no? And ruin a dinner check? Oh, you should be out with her, that's all. And is she swell and highfalutin? And am I proud? You're doggone tootin'. Positively, absolutely, and how? Now does she set a pace that thrills me? And has she got a way that kills me? Positively, absolutely, and say. Is she gorgeous? Positively. Is she married? Well, what's the difference? Little things like that don't stand in our way. Is her complexion real? I ought to know. And has she got that sex appeal? But if I ever leave this heart destroyer, will I have to see her lawyer? Positively, absolutely, and whole. Oh, boy.
Lovey Joe, a boy I know who has good taste in gals,
good taste,
was speaking of his lady love and a raving to his pal.
What'd he say?
He said she's called Magnolia, she'll ruin any man.
That's so.
Now I just can't describe her, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, take some honey from the bee, mix it up with TNT, and what have you got?
Well, that's Magnolia.
Well, I reckon so.
There's Clarabelle, ain't she delish? Just season her with Lillian Gish, and what have you got?
Must be Magnolia.
Nobody else.
Boys all sigh when she passes by. She thrills them.
Kills them. Her silk hose are cheap, I suppose. But boy, how she fills them.
Take Sheba's smile, Salome's hip,
yeah.
Pickford's eyes and Swanson's lip,
yeah.
Mix the lot, and what do you got?
Magnolia.
Now, Lovey Joe was all aglow to get that off his chest.
I'll bet.
The boys agreed the gal had feet and said, let's hear the rest.
Said, Joe, I'd really hate to. I'd make you feel too bad.
Too bad.
But while I'm on the subject, there's just a few words I might add.
Well, take some fragrance from the rose, dress it up with flapper clothes, and what have you got?
Looks like Magnolia.
Yes, I know it is.
Just picture teeth as white as pearls and add a bunch of golden curls, and what have you got?
Must be Magnolia.
That's who it is.
Listen, pal, describing that gal is trying. 'Cause when I'm done, it's 20-1, you say I'm lying.
Try Cleopatra or Camille.
No,
what?
Must have more sex appeal.
Well, something hot.
Well, who've you got?
Magnolia.
Well, take a sunny disposition, make a daddy brown and wish, and what have you got?
Peaches.
No magnolia.
Well, you've seen plenty, you've seen much. Add the skin you love to touch, and what have you got?
I know this one. Palm olive.
No magnolia.
Wrong again. Well, hush your mouth. No use going south, I warn ya.
Warn ya.
Cause there's a crush of men like the rush to California.
Take Mother Eve in her cute dress.
Yeah, think of that. Picture less.
Oh.
Mix the lot, and what do you got?
September morn.
No.
Magnolia.
The Palm Beach Boys on OK in 1927, and I like that version. That's pretty nice. I don't know if they were trying to sound like the Rhythm Boys, but they had their own thing going there. It was worthy that they made that record. Before that, Les Rice trying to sound a lot like Whispering Jack Smith, although a little a little more testosterone in there, it would appear. Positively, absolutely. Somebody throw some cold water on that man. He's really he seems champing at the bit, so to speak. In 1927, also an OK, and the first one was an OK from 1928. Lillian Morton, lovely song, little jazzy stuff in there from I believe Joe Venuti might have crept into the studio. Who knows? Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky. Yes, indeed. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I hope this sounds vaguely celestial. It's not. It's certainly above ground today. It's not. It's definitely not Stygian by any means. We have a couple of acoustics, or actually three, in this set coming up. Guyon's G-U-Y-O-N, Guyon's Paradise Orchestra. In 1923, and it was directed by Jules R. Hervabo, and Guyon was the proprietor of a string of dance halls, which apparently were very nice. So he got to make his own records, which was nice on OK, and it's a good record because Jules Hervabo was a good band leader. So here's "You Didn't Want Me When I Wanted You." Well, that can be a problem. Thank you. And there's Todd Lewis and his band, Popular Favorites, 1923, off that Columbia sample record that seems to turn up a lot. Well, it's a great performance. So there it is. It's a great performance indeed. We like that, and the little poet and peasant overture thrown in just to keep it interesting. Before that, the California Ramblers, and how can you miss any of that? That's got to be the California Ramblers from 1924, Back Where the Daffodils Grow, from one of those Columbia flag issues. And they didn't sound the best sometimes if they were a little worn, but we did what we could with them. They had a little rumble, but we of course I didn't want to negate the effect of Adrian Rollini's bass sax, so we left that in. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes you just leave in a little there's a little rumble in there. It's for a reason. Beginning with Goyon's Paradise Orchestra, You Didn't Want Me When I Wanted You, from 1923, off a rather nice OK, and there it is. Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, as always, saying who I am, because if I said I was anyone else, I'd be lying. We proceed with an interesting set and some very atypical recordings in here. But this is not particularly atypical. It's Vonda Leith singing the blues, and it's very, very much in that style. Although I don't think she quite has the hang of the blues. She was a marvelous performer, but we will compensate for that. Don't worry. We'll make up for anyone who feels that we haven't given the blues its due respect. We will certainly. Give you your money's worth here, but Vonda Leith in 1923 singing Can't Feel Jolly Blues.
Just a week ago, I had a man who loved me so. He left me flat, and maybe it's that, but I'm chock full of woe. I've got those can't feel jolly, melancholy blues. You know you can't feel jolly when you got the blues. If I had someone to love, someone to keep thinking of, I'll guarantee that he'd be happy, happy, happy as can be. I don't deserve his fate, for no ill have I done. Oh, Lordy, please send me a loving one, a loving sweetie who will taste my blues. Those doggone can't feel jolly, melancholy blues. Deserve this fate, for no ill have I done. Oh, Lordy, please send me a loving one, a loving sweetie who will taste my blues. Those doggone one can feel jolly, melancholy blues.
Ocean blue is some folks' joy and pride. I did it once, and I'm telling you, I'm satisfied. I swear I'll never leave the ground to get aboard a ship. No, never, while my mind is sound, will I forget that trip. It seems we ran into a storm, the boat began to dive. I never knew a man could be so sick and stay alive. Ah, brother, what a feeling, how that vessel began to dip. Ah, brother, what a feeling, why I gave up everything but the ship. You feel like you're cashing your very last check as the wave comes splashing up over the deck, and the lightning just misses the back of your neck. Oh, brother, what a feeling. The folks was praying on their knees with faces white and pale. Now if that's the freedom of the seas, then give me jail. The captain shouted, all is well. I answered back, not so. For maybe all is well up there, but look down here below. 3 miles from here, this land, he said, you'll soon be on the ground. I answered, just mean straight ahead, or 3 miles going down. Ah, brother, what a feeling. Why, the waves don't play. That's a bluff. Ah, brother, what a feeling. And folks, I'm here to tell you that they play too rough. Then finally the ocean forgets how to roar. And you come at last on that beautiful shore. And you rest both feet on the pavement once more. Oh, brother, what a feeling.
Ernest Hare, 1921, nice sounding thing there, and I think that makes up for the, you know, the other one, the effects of it, I should say. Oh, brother, what a feeling. Well, at least he got the dry land. Clara Smith didn't. That was Clara Smith in 1925, accompanied by Fletcher Henderson and Louis Armstrong on Shipwrecked Blues, and Louis was in top shape at that point. He was just a kid, and he could blow that cornet like crazy. Amazing sound there with Lewis. And that was an amazing copy of that, too, by the way. I'm glad I... they don't turn up like that often, but that's nice. Yes, Columbia 14077D. Nice sound there, beginning with Vaughn DeLeith trying to sing the blues. But you know, we got to give her marks for that, too. Can't Feel Jolly Blues, 1922. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and and I'm not going to sing the blues tonight. That's for contrast, by the way. And in fact, we're going to proceed now with something on this Radiola of Can't Help Smiling. Well, every time I hear this guy, I really can't help it. It's Rudy Weedoff. He was recording in London, because this was a British recording issued on U.S. Columbia, though. And Oscar Levant, who was about 22 years old at the time, was accompanying him here on Rudy's composition, Valse Mazzanata. And this is from 1926.